At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever and wherever it is that you're listening to us. We want to thank you in advance. We as fans have always appreciated your input as fellow fans. When you're happy, we're happy. When you're upset, we are too. But sometimes we're just a little bit more honest. We are the Bastards of Boston Baseball. You can find us on Twitter at Bastards_Boston. I'm your host, Charlie Smith, coming to you from Providence, Rhode Island. You can find me on Twitter at Smith_MLB. Our other two hosts for this show are going to be Terry Cushman and Cody Paulson joining us again. Are you gents ready?
Let's do it.
Our
seatbelts are on.
So seatbelts are on. So we're going to do another fun episode. This segment is totally legit or calling the cops. Terry, we're going to have you lead off. Totally legit or calling the cops. Christian Arroyo will no longer be on the team by July 1st.
Totally legit. He's now the all-time leader in Red Sox pulled hamstrings, I'm pretty sure. I don't recall anyone pulling quite as many as he has. And you look at a guy like and Manuel Valdez, not a guy you really want to take out of the lineup. Coming into the series, he had hits in 8 out of his first 10 games. So, I mean, just seems like a very smart hitter, a good situational guy, a guy who has pop. He's had 54 home runs across the minors in the last 2 years. So that is pretty good. We're going to be getting another guy back that Charlie loves that I hate. I'll let Charlie tell you about him. And I just think he's expendable at this point. And there's other guys that are more reliable that you'll have in the lineup, especially over the course of the next couple months.
Cody.
A player's best ability is availability, and it kills me to say this. I don't think Arroyo is going to be on the team, so I guess it leads me to totally legit, right? I might be getting my wires crossed, but I think it's totally legit that he's not going to be on the team by July 1st. You know, he's a great player when he's healthy. You can put him all over the field, which has been great, but we've shown to have a penchant for finding other players that can do that as well. You know, guys that you can bounce around the diamond. And, you know, as Terry mentioned, he's kind of become expendable. And it's, you know, it's a player that lost his spot due to injury, which is never something that you want to see. But Valdez is doing a lot of the same things that Arroyo did when Arroyo first came up. He's just been able to do it a little bit more consistently. The only pass that I can see would be, you know, unfortunately, knock on wood, this doesn't happen. Somebody else goes down and Arroyo can be that platoon floater guy, you know, that could play a day on here, a day off there, 2 days in a row here, or so on and so forth, you know, to try to keep him healthy.
For me, this is totally legit. And Cody, you absolutely did not get your wires crossed. Christian Arroyo has gotten everything crossed. He just can't stay healthy. Nothing is working. I don't even know what we're doing with him anymore. You know, he's not going to be on the team by July 1st, whether it be by injury or the fact that he's been DFA'd. He's not worth anything. I mean, you're not even going to get a bag of popcorn for this guy. And it's unfortunate. He has served his purpose, but we are past that at this point. I don't think any of us are sitting here really pulling for him anymore. I know Terry at one point was, but that's just not the case anymore. Terry, anything else you want to add?
You're correct. I've been a big Christian Arroyo guy, and when healthy, he's very valuable and more than adequate as a middle infielder, but there's other guys that have arrived, and I think that's the way that Bloom and Alex Cora will trend.
Absolutely. So with that, attention Massachusetts and Connecticut listeners. We have an awesome limited time promo for new DraftKings users. Deposit and place a $5 wager on any sport to get $150 instantly added to your account in bonus bets. Win or lose, all you have to do is use our code BASTARDS at sign up to redeem. Using our code BASTARDS is a great way to support the pod. So if you don't yet have a DraftKings account, do us a solid and sign up with the code BASTARDS and place that first bet. New customers only, 21 plus and physically present in Massachusetts and Connecticut. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050. Valid one offer per customer. Minimum $5 deposit and $5 wager required. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets and expire 7 days after being awarded. See full terms at DraftKings.com. It's one of those things where it's not always fun to have Totally Legit are calling the cops regarding players that have at one point been beloved by members of our pod or just the fan faithful. But it's just, I think we're at a point for Arroyo. Moving into our second one, Totally Legit or calling the cops. Cody, we're going to let you lead off with this one. James Paxton will make five or less appearances before being DFA'd. Is that totally legit or are you calling the cops?
I mean, you have to call the cops, right? You know, if he said made five or less appearances before going back on the injured list, I might have to say totally legit. DFA seems to be a bit extreme for a guy that we've gotten exactly zero out of however many years he's been on the team. And I think, this front office, this organization, this managerial and coaching staff has shown the desire to give players ample opportunities to prove themselves to be legit major league talent or players, you know, whether correct or incorrect, that's a different story. I think they're going to give him more than five opportunities to kind of figure it out. You know, it's not going to be pretty when he first comes up. It's been a long time since he's pitched in a major league game, let alone for this organization. So I think he gets more than five starts. So I'm calling the cops.
So I am going to lean towards totally legit. You look at how pitchers are trending right now. Chris Sale on the up and up. Corey Kluber, I feel like, has gotten lucky here and there. Only one strikeout in the recent series, four walks in his previous start before that. He could have got dinged up a lot worse than he did. But Sale and Paxton not coming out of that rotation. Nick Pivetta will not come out of that rotation. Tanner Houck, Alex Cora said, will stay in the rotation for now. So you're at four there. The only way I see James Paxton staying is if there's some serious regression, or maybe not necessarily serious regression, but perhaps the lack of a step forward for Brian Baio, with the big club. I think Baio has pitched okay. He's grinded. He certainly has a lot to work on, especially second and third time through the order, but I would be surprised if they send him down. So I don't think Paxton is going to have a long leash at all. I think, you know, he's gotten roughed up a couple of times. His second to last rehab start was okay. His most recent one within the last few days, he only gave up two earned runs, but walked five. I don't think this is a guy that is going to fare very well against major league lineups. And so I would say totally legit. He is gone within five starts.
So with this one, I think I'm leaning more towards totally legit, although I will admire Cody's boldness for saying calling the cops here. I am leaning more along the lines with Terry on this, that the only way that he makes five or more starts is barring a miraculous set of injuries to our starting rotation. There's no way he's taking Houck's place. He's not going to take Pivetta's place. He's not going to take Baio's place. The only place that he could potentially take is Corey Kluber. Corey Kluber's 2-4 with an ERA north of six. So if we're going to be giving it to anybody, it's possibly his spot. You're replacing one guy who's old with someone who's damaged. This is a guy who has a six ERA in AAA. He's 2-3 in Worcester right now. So we've given him $14 million to not having thrown one pitch yet. You know, this is someone who's made a lot of money for us. So we need to see some kind of production from James Paxton. But good Lord. I mean, I really hope he lights it up, but if he doesn't, I don't want to waste any more time on Paxton. I don't want to waste another moment if we don't have to. If he gets shelled the first four starts, three starts, that should be enough. We shouldn't have to keep dealing with that and seeing him. Anything else that you want to add, Cody or Terry?
Also, I'm pretty convinced that Garrett Whitlock will go to the bullpen, but if they come out and say, no, he's coming back into the rotation, now the pathway to keeping Paxton is even more difficult.
Absolutely. We're going to get into another pitching topic for Totally Legit or Calling the Cops. Chris Sale will lead the team with 15 quality starts. Terry, why don't you go first on this one?
Quickly pull up, how many has Nick Pivetta had? Probably two.
I think Pivetta only had one this year.
Does he?
Because Sale has three. I know that Kluber had one. Pivetta had, I think, just one. Yeah, Whitlock, Houck, Pivetta, Kluber each have one. Chris Sale has three so far in seven starts.
I would call the cops on 15. I would say possibly Totally Legit. You know what? I have to call the cops. I'm tossing it in my head as we speak. Chris Sale performing well is one thing. Staying healthy, you know, for the rest of the year, especially, you know, as you get into late July, August, September, is a totally different thing as well. I'm still not convinced. I think the rest of the division is probably going to do some damage on him. I think those are going to be his tougher starts. He'll still run into some tough starts, you know, across the American League and perhaps even some interleague. And I'm just not there yet with Chris Sale, but I'll at least admit for now, I'm trending wrong on my preseason expectations, but I just can't get there with him.
Cody?
The twofold aspect of this question is what gives me pause, right? So I think I'm going to have to – wait, it's lead the team and get 15 quality starts, right?
So the question is, will he lead the team with 15? Will he be the pitcher on the Red Sox staff that has the most, and that being the number 15? Will he get 15 quality starts?
So I think he gets 15 quality starts. I don't think he leads the team. So I guess I will then call the cops.
Wow.
Who's going to lead it?
I think we're going to get either a hot streak of a Pivetta, or they're going to give Bayo the opportunity to just have more games on the bump. Terry made a great point. The injury history, the tail end of the season for Chris Sale, unfortunately does not prove to be, his forte or, kind of where he shines. He really stacks up a lot of good starts at the beginning of the season, comes out of the gates hot, and ends up kind of flaring out there towards the end of the season. I boldly predicted a bounce back season for Chris Sale. So I do think he gets two 15 quality starts, but I don't think he leads the team.
Wow. I love that. I love that take. I love it for its boldness. I want to go along the lines of that is amazing. And I know I'm not going to have a hotter take than that. So Cody wins and kudos. I'm going to say this is totally legit. Chris Sale has thrown a quality start in three of his last four appearances. I feel that he's gotten a little bit more comfortable with each start. You're seeing 10 or more strikeouts now in two of the last four. Before that, could not get past six or seven. He's just really with it. The other thing with Chris Sale in his last four appearances, three of which were quality starts, no home runs allowed. And that's a stat that I think we sometimes don't really count. We discount it. We kind of forget it. We don't appreciate it. Starting pitcher that doesn't give up a lot of home runs, pretty valuable. And Chris Sale right now needs a little bit more of that good juju to go his way. I think Chris Sale can do it. I think 15 quality starts is possible. He's only had seven appearances so far, and three are quality. So I think it's totally legit. Anything else that either one of you guys want to add before we move on?
I'd love it if it was Bayo that did it. How phenomenal would that be?
It would be incredible if that ends up being the case. All right. Totally legit or calling the cops? Durant and Cassis are the two guys that get sent down when Trevor Story and Adam Duvall return. Cody, why don't you go first on this one?
I'm calling the cops here. I think as we go through our takes here, I think Cassis is going to be the consensus one to get sent down. I just don't see how you can get rid of a guy like Durant. I think they're going to do some fancy footwork, we'll call it, for lack of better terms. You know, we'll, in this scenario, theoretically, Story slides into short. You probably move Kike to second, send Valdez down, or move Kike to center. Duvall can DH, Turner can play first. And, you know, I really don't know how that lineup looks, but you can't move Durant at this point. He has been a lightning rod on the base pass. He's played significantly improved defense. His confidence is at an all-time high. He's hitting the ball from pole to pole, all the gaps. Yeah, you got to figure out something else to do. You can't get rid of Durant. Now, granted, you know, we're projecting him to continue this over the next 45 games because neither of those players are close to returning, but this would be a problem that I think all of us would love to have, right? An embarrassment of riches as we were sitting there in the offseason putting together our full tilt roster. And, you know, Durant obviously wasn't part of that conversation because all we had seen was 2022, and he's played his way to the forefront of that discussion. So I'm calling the cops. I don't think Durant gets sent down.
Terry.
I have to say totally legit. It's complicated because there's so many moving parts here. You know, if Casas goes down, then you got tons of flexibility because that opens up the DH spot for whoever you want in there. But Verdugo staying in, Yoshida staying in, you're just, Bloom is just going to have to make a tough decision here on who gets sent down. And unfortunately, I think it would have to be Durant and Casas being the odd ones out. Now, if Casas goes off, and Cody, while we were off air, pointed out Casas has an 18-game, you know, on-base streak, which is crazy because he's had so many offers in terms of hits, but Casas has been on base 18 games in a row that he started. Charlie's dying off camera, by the way. Looks like an allergy attack of some sort, but that's why I'm attacking it with my, you know, fierce takes here. But let me throw this out there. Just outside the box. We're going to have a need at some point in July. Who's to say a guy like Kike Hernandez doesn't get moved to fill that need? Trevor Story probably back, so he's your middle infielder. I'm loving Emmanuel Valdez more and more every week. I like this guy. I like his approach in the batter's box, and he needs to work on his defense a little bit, but he hasn't really had any blunders in the last several games. And I think Bloom would love to move a major league ready piece before he moves one of his precious prospects. So you could move a guy like Duvall. He could be the odd man out, and that's how you keep Durant in the lineup. But for now, I think you have to say, due to the flexibility of having options with them, that Casas and Durant are the odd ones out. And when do you ever remember having this type of depth to make brutal decisions like that? I'm indirectly saying some nice things about Heim Bloom, and it's I need some mouthwash or something, I feel like.
Yeah, it looks uncomfortable coming out of you, and I appreciate you with those fiery takes because my nose is dying. I feel like it's going to fall off. I was thinking about the Red Sox possibly shaking it up with maybe sending somebody like Kike Hernandez off. to complete a deal to get a piece that we're in need. Duran and Casas are the two guys sent down when Storing Duvall returned. Casas is a go. Yes, that's happening. Done. No question. With Jaren Duran, it's going to be very, very difficult to send him down with how he's hitting right now. Who's to say that in the next month he doesn't go into like a 4-for-51 slump with, I'm sure, three doubles out of those four hits being, you know, extra bases. We're saying this right now because of what we're seeing right now. I don't want to lock it in and say that Jaren Duran is going to be a for sure guy to be sent down. Maybe he does. Maybe he starts doubling down and doing even more damage. Kike Hernandez, or maybe Justin Turner, or maybe someone's calling about somebody else that we have, and we can package one of those names in there to try to make use of that extra spot to keep Jaren Duran here. I don't know how many spot or how many more times we're going to be able to return Jaren Duran, how many more options these guys all have. Duran, Valdez, you know, Arroyo getting sent off, that clears up one spot. Maybe that helps us there. I'm really struggling on this one, but right now I would say I'm calling the cops because I don't know if the Red Sox are going to be able to break what isn't broken right now. Do not fix something that is not broken. I think Cody really, really did well on talking about that. If we're winning games, why should we change anything that we're doing? Keep the players that are doing well here. And then the ones that aren't, we will do our best to get you back in. Jaren Duran starts to slip and starts to slide. He starts striking out three times a game, two times a game, no more hits, getting caught stealing, making dumb plays in the field. Then all for it. Send him back to AAA and be done with it. But right now it's going to be very hard to do that. I think, Terry, to your point, there's a possibility that if a team comes calling and we're able to send somebody, you know, as painful as it would be to see Kike Hernandez wear another jersey, he's not getting any younger. And he hasn't been doing that great so far in 2023. So I would say right now, calling the cops on this one. Anything else that you, Terry?
Yeah, just real quick. I mean, who's to say Trevor Story is even productive right away? Not having a spring training, not being ramped up, you know, the way you would like to see a player ramped up. He wasn't lighting the world on fire last year. And you've got a guy named Emmanuel Valdez who sort of is lighting it up right now. You know, he's extremely productive in that lineup and really fits with the mentality of just put the ball in play, keep the line moving. So I think Trevor Story could be a net negative when he comes back. I'm more optimistic, you know, in 2024 forward, he'll have three or four more years left on that deal. But I'm just saying, he could be a momentum killer, you know, in that middle infield.
All right, right on. This is going to be an interesting one because I think of the takes, that's going to be one to monitor in the next, you know, couple of months to see like what happens. And even the next couple of weeks to see if people start to slump, because then that decision becomes a little bit easier for the Red Sox on who's going to have to go, unfortunately, which is going to bring us to our last totally legit or calling the cops take for this evening. Will Houck throw more innings than Bayo this season? Terry, totally legit, or are you calling the cops?
Oh, that is a tough one. I had their numbers up. What makes it tough is Tanner Houck gonna A, stay healthy, and B, is he going to stay in the rotation? Those are two, you know, those are two questions that kind of complicate this. Because you know Bayo staying in the rotation. With him, the question is, will he stay up to log those innings? And I think he will. So I'm uncomfortable with it, but I'm going to say that that's totally legit. Or excuse me, it's Houck pitching more than Bayo, so I'm going to call the cops. My bad. I think Bayo pitches the most innings.
Cody?
Yeah, I got to stay consistent here, so I got to call the cops as well. I think Bayo is going to throw more innings. I know Houck got a head start by being able to pitch, pretty much as the lineup card came out of spring training. Bayo missed a little bit of that time. And even if Houck was to move to the bullpen, he's only going to pitch two to three days in a row at most, and they're going to be one, maybe two innings at a time. They're not going to be every fifth day, hopefully 5 to 6 innings, because I did say I thought Bayo would lead the team in quality starts, so I can't say that on one side of the coin and then turn around and say Houck's going to get them in totals innings pitched. There's just a clearer path. They're more comfortable with letting Bayo go out there and ride and kind of eat some innings than they are with Houck. They kind of pull him out quickly, especially as he struggles with that third time through the lineup, excuse me. So Bayo, to me, is going to pitch more innings than Houck this season.
I think that's three in a row. I think that Bayo's going to end up pitching a little bit more than Houck in the starting rotation. I think Houck will still keep a spot, but I think that Bayo is going to end up being that guy. If there's one of those two names that's either going to not be in the rotation and move to the bullpen or not be here, it's going to be Houck. I don't think Bayo is going anywhere. 3 years younger, has a higher ceiling. I think everybody's really excited to see what Bayo can do. It's time. It's time to see how far we can stretch out Bayo. It's just not going to happen. It's calling the cops. Houck is not going to throw more than Bayo. I think we're all aligned on that. Anything else that either one of you gents want to add? Right on. Well, that is going to wrap it for us here tonight. I want to thank you two gentlemen, Terry and Cody, for joining me for another fun episode of Totally Legit or Calling the Cops. We want to thank all of our loyal listeners and to our first-time listeners as well. We appreciate all of you. And whether you are listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we thank you. We appreciate you. Definitely remember to subscribe if you haven't already. And to everybody here, have a great night. Take care.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.